And now, Sports Day with Jared Healy and Sam McClure for Kia. The all-electric Kia EV6, Wheels Car of the Year, and Red Energy. Moving house? Call your local energy retailer. Red Energy.
You can't pick players off a computer screen. That's what I'm saying. There needs to be a process with their recruiting and their list management that there hasn't been, because, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd like to know one positive list management move they've made in the last 4 or 5 years.
The stories coming out of the club about the relationship between the coach and the players are disturbing. I'm hearing more and more about players just being a bit disenchanted. It's just a bit of a worry to me. I'm not saying David Noble's gone. He's only a season and a half.
But in trouble.
But I think he's got a lot of work to do to win back some players.
7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. Well, the disenchantment Caro spoke of at North Melbourne seemed to play out further this afternoon, with National Recruiting Manager Mark Finnegan and Head of Player Personnel Glenn Luff walking out of the club mid-season. It's a worrying turn of events for the Kangaroos, who currently sits 17th on the ladder with just one win against the COVID-hit Eagles. They were much better last week against Melbourne, it's got to be said. But mid-season walkouts point to a much, much bigger issue than wins and losses. Scoop, a disastrous day for the Kangaroos. In a word, absolutely messy. But there's more than two people walking out. You've got more information. Welcome to you.
Hello, Jared. Yeah, I don't think disastrous is too dramatic a word right now, because I'm just reading the AFL record, and under the North Melbourne page, the headline is "Excitement Building as a New Era Dawns." Now, if you look at their recruiting department, which is five men deep, three of those men on the same day,
another one,
have walked out. Mark Finnegan, the national recruiting manager, who's gone to Hawthorn. Glenn Luff, who for the last 3 years has been their list manager. We know his title has changed in the last couple of months. And Ben Berthasol, who was the one that wasn't in the club's statement, who was their recruiting officer. All on the same day, all a week and a half away from the mid-season draft, have left the footy club. It's a day where we're asking more questions than we were of North Melbourne.
Well, fortunately, Brady Rawlings, the North Melbourne GM of Football Performance, is not far away from joining us. But before we do that, let's welcome the man from the North. Welcome to you, Lee. You're always difficult when you're on the bottom of the ladder, and it's rare that you see mid-season walkouts, though.
It is the old saying, when it rains, it pours. Not much is going right for the Kangaroos at the moment, is it? And this is just, it's a very just unusual timing, isn't it, really? I mean, people come and go at the end of seasons. We know that for one reason or another. But for those three people to pack the bags and leave the club halfway through a season means there's a fair bit of discontent behind the scenes there, one would think.
Jared, as you just mentioned, there are a couple of different GMs of footy at North Melbourne. The GM of footy performance is Daniel McPherson.
Yes.
The GM of footy talent, who the recruiting department answers to, is Brady Rawlings, and he joins us live on Sports Day. Brady, we really appreciate your time. The obvious question is, why would all three decide to leave today?
Well, it's been happening for a couple of weeks of discussion since. It's not quite right that all have made a decision today. So I'd like to put that out there straight up. That's,
okay.
That's untrue. And all three are in different situations. We've had Ben Berthasol, a recruiting officer, he's been studying over his time at the footy club. He's wanted to get in HR. He got an opportunity presented to him 2 or 3 weeks ago from a recruitment firm, and he's decided to take up that opportunity, which is a great opportunity for Ben. It's for what he's been studying towards for a number of years now while he's been working with us. So it's not entirely true what you spoke about at the start of that segment.
So which bit isn't true, that the three of them haven't left at the same time?
They're all three of different scenarios. So we've got Mark Finnegan's been approached by another club, which he's been weighing up that decision for 3 or 4 weeks now. And I've been in constant contact with him working through that.
Seems very coincidental, Brady, that it all happened in the one day. What was the reason Glenn Luff left?
So Glenn did inform us today of his resignation. So he's a great operator, Glenn. Loved his time working here with me and for us. And he's decided to pursue other opportunities. So that's probably more of a question for Glenn than for me, Jared.
So is it a happy recruiting department at the present time? Because it seems extraordinary, Brady, that three people leave on the cusp of a mid-season draft, and apparently they've all tendered their resignation as operative as today.
Yeah, so on the cusp of the mid-season draft, we're really well prepared for that. There's nothing that's going to change between now and next Wednesday that's going to affect anything we do for mid-season. Obviously, we'll be picking in the first couple of picks, given our ladder position and our one-list spot that's free. So we've gone through the interviewing stage, the football assessment. We're really well placed there. So that won't be affecting anything that we do for next week.
So, Brady, can I just ask you, so North Melbourne fans would be sitting here listening tonight thinking we're 1-9 after we've probably watched our team go backwards rather than forwards in the second year of a rebuild. And the criticism, or the strong criticism, certainly in the media, I mean, you would have heard the comments of Kane Corns last night, has been around the recruitment. And, you know, more than half of your recruiting department have left. I take it on face value that they're all three separate situations, but midway through a season is not an ideal set of circumstances for a team that is trying to go forward and not back.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever an ideal timing for when you lose staff. It's always a challenge. We've had two staff members that have been approached, one through another AFL club and one through a completely different industry, which he'd been studying for. So Ben 100% went with my blessing. I've been working with him around that. He's in his early 30s. He hasn't had a weekend off during a footy season for 12 years. So I totally get that he'd like to look at a different opportunity in a different industry. He's unfortunately went through the COVID period where people have been stood down and stood back up and back to part-time, given the nature of the soft cap cuts. And he's probably looked at a more stable environment being in a recruitment firm rather than a football club.
Can I take you back to Kane Corns' comments last night on Footy Classified? Just take a listen.
You can't pick players off a computer screen. That's what I'm saying. There needs to be a process with their recruiting and their list management that there hasn't been, because, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd like to know one positive list management move they've made in the last 4 or 5 years.
So pretty savage stuff from Kane, saying you're only picking guys off a computer screen and no process behind it. Can you convince the North Melbourne fans that that's not as simplistic as it sounded?
I think we all know that, Jared, except for probably one person. So, there's that much that goes into picking football players. The amount of games our scouts go to, the coverage across the nation, whether it be underage, state leagues, in all different states, school football, and that's just the football assessment. Obviously, there's a lot more to football than the way he plays football. Yep. There's the character side of things, which we interview, we do background checks in schools, in jobs, just like every other club does. And clearly, Kane hasn't seen how a football environment works in that area.
Brady, can I just ask you a question? On the sort of chart in the media guide, there's a few people there with GMs of this, GMs of that. Who is the head of football? Are you the head of football at North?
So, Lee, the role's changed a little bit at certain clubs, and you see some of the most successful clubs have split the role. It's a big job. And so we've made the change to split it into two roles. One's the GM of football performance, which is Dan McPherson. So he deals with the coaches and high performance team and analytics. And I'm the GM of football talent, which is recruiting team and contracts and list management strategy. So the job's a pretty big one, and we felt like we could operate best by dividing up the responsibilities.
So the big question, I guess, if the football department is presenting something to the board, do you both do that or do you do it? How does that work?
Yeah, we both have board involvement. Obviously, got our different areas that we speak to. That works pretty seamlessly.
And just further to Kane's question, he asked to point to a positive in list development or list acquisition over the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, you must sit there, you're struggling to win, and it's always difficult for young players to play well in a losing side. Tell me where you would start to give North Melbourne fans the positives that you see.
Well, I think over the last year and a half, there's been some excitement out on the field with some of our young players that are coming through. It takes time. Clearly, we've seen some other teams go through rebuild phases, and it takes years, and it takes experience, and it takes time to get games into these players to develop them. And we're no different. I think there's some signs out there that some players have got some talent, and they're going to get even better in the future. But at the moment, it's obviously not leading to wins on the footy field. But we're seeing some real improvements with some of our youngsters.
So as we all know in footy and right around the world, success has many fathers and failures an orphan. When you sit down to pick out who's going to be your number one draft pick, and you've had some good picks in the recent times, is that a one-man pick? Is it a three-man pick? Who owns that decision? Is the coach involved? How does it translate to picking the number and putting the name next to it?
Yeah, it's quite a process, mate. We obviously fire these players from under 16 level, so we've got some really good knowledge of them by the time they get to the draft in their 18th year. So there's plenty of background there and plenty of football exposure that we've got to make decisions. We collaborate all the time. We have internal debate. We bring in high performance to assess GPS and doctors to assess medical history and injuries, and obviously the coach and risk management committee as well. So it's quite a long process, and there's always a lot of debate to form your draft order as well.
Brady, we really appreciate you coming on. Can I just clear up a couple of things about your number one pick, Jason Horne-Francis? There's a suggestion that he travelled to Adelaide a week ago without the knowledge of the club to see family and management. Is that true?
I've got no idea about that, mate. I don't know where you've got that one from.
Sam Edmund reporting that Jason Horne-Francis missed the round 9 game with Port Adelaide with hamstring tightness after travelling to Adelaide without the club's knowledge.
He certainly missed the game with hamstring tightness. Yes, that's true.
Okay. And is there a reason that you think that he hasn't re-signed with the club yet? Because there was a suggestion that he was going to re-sign before the start of the season.
Well, none of our players have signed from that draft. So it's not uncommon for players to play a season or play even in their second season. We've seen it plenty of times at other clubs that they're in their second season now and still unsigned for the future. So
yeah, but did you offer him a contract extension?
Jason is contracted to the end of next year, and at the right time we hope to extend that. But we're probably not at that point just yet.
Has the club offered Jason a contract extension?
I don't speak about contract discussions publicly, mate. So I don't feel like I need to answer that question.
Okay. Brady, we really appreciate you coming on what was a significant day for the footy club. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brady Rawlings there, the GM of football talent at North Melbourne. Plenty to unpack out of that. 133-693 if you're a North Melbourne fan that wants answers or questions. Lee, your gut feel having listened to that?
Well, I was more interested. I must say, the one piece of advice, if ever anyone that I've been involved with asks me they're running for a coaching job, I say, listen, you've got to make sure that you got trust and faith in the CEO and whoever is the head of football. And the fact that there's kind of two heads of football at North seems like you'd think there was at least a head of football, isn't there? Not a joint head of football. So that surprises me. Long way from round 19 last year when they beat Carlton by 39 points. Mm. Haven't those two clubs gone in different directions?
More Sports Day with Lee Matthews. He's here for McDonald's right after this.